Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
About 1,800 people walked through the streets of Boston from dusk last night to dawn this morning, a fundraising event to raise awareness about suicide and suicide prevention. The walk is known as the Overnight. It's the biggest suicide prevention walk in the country, and the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention holds it in different cities each year. Joining us now is Mike Ruggiero of West Bridgewater. He just finished walking through the night a total of 16 miles in memory of his mother, who died by suicide. Mike, thanks for being with us.
Hey, you're welcome.
I understand that although you've done other fundraising walks, this was your first overnight walk. And I'm wondering, what's the importance in your view of walking through the night in the dark to raise awareness about suicide?
The thought process behind walking overnight was so there's kind of two things to it. You know, there's the actual part of walking through the night and being that, you know, kind of out there and outlandish with the idea of actually having an overnight walk. And then there's the symbolism behind, you know, the deep, dark depression or, you know, struggles that people have that think that they're all alone, and walking with a bunch of people through the dark and overnight can really symbolize the fact that there is hope and that the light does come.
I imagine it was a little tough with the rain.
Tonight was a tough one. Yeah, the weather did not cooperate, but, you know, again, it's amazing seeing how many people actually go out and do it.
It might be a bit unusual to be participating in an event that's about suicide and have such a community around you. It's not something that is often handled in such a community group fashion.
That's part of why I got so involved. And I think that's the whole stigma in the and the awareness is you know, part of the advocacy of what we do with AFSP is really impressive. And I think that's really kind of what brings me towards these events. You know, the only way to really get, you know, through something or to raise awareness for things is to actually talk about it or to actually, you know, not hold things in and act as if it's not the right place or time. And I think that these events really kind of bring that out.
It has been more than a decade since your mother's death. What have you learned about suicide since then, especially in terms of how, as a society, how we deal with it, and also about how survivors cope?
And in 10 years plus for me, it's been, you know, a full circle for how I see and handle things. You know, obviously hindsight is 20/20 in almost anything you do or see. There are things that now I've learned through educating myself on some of the stuff with suicide and depression and how to recognize that, you know, I could have definitely seen some warning signs that you look back and look at things. Now, obviously, the worst thing to do is to try to blame somebody or yourself or something like that. So it's not in a blame way. It's more for the future. I want to make sure that there's no other families or people like myself that will go through a thing like that if they can help it.
Do you think it's getting any easier for people to talk about suicide or to help prevent it? Or do you feel like societally we're still lagging behind?
Well, I think we're always going to be behind. I think you're kind of always chasing something like this. But in the same sense, definitely in a better place than we were, like you said, 10 years ago, I guess. I think the you know, society as a whole is really kind of opened their arms. And I think the connection to suicide and depression is really kind of helping that. Because I think if you link the two together, you're going to grab a lot more attention.
It seems like you're suggesting we need to change the conversation about mental health a little bit in order to help prevent some of these losses.
Agreed. Yeah, it has to be real. So everyone's got a heart, you know, and realizes that. I mean, you know, there's deep dark places, and we've all been in them. And I think the more people feel, like I said, that they're not alone. There's more of us out there that have been in and out of them, and that you know, it's the loved ones around you that really get impacted. And if they think, if they feel that, and there is some hope that it could change it a little bit.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for spending time with us this morning.
Oh, you're welcome.
Mike Ruggiero of West Bridgewater just walked all night in the overnight in Boston. That's a suicide prevention walk sponsored by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. The event raised $3 million. This year, WBUR is producing a special series of occasional reports on the issue of suicide. It's called Suicide, A Crisis in the Shadows. For more, go to our website, wbur.org.